FBI Studios. This is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Roth. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Truth and Justice. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different. As you guys all know, and by now, by the time you're hearing this, I'm already back. But as you guys know, this week, Zach and I were going to West Memphis to be there for the West Memphis 3 hearings on the DNA evidence testing. Because of that, we only had a day and a half to do 5 days worth of work. Obviously, didn't have time to research and write an episode. So as I mentioned, I'm just going to play an interview for you this week. My intention was to play Christian's interview for you because it goes along with where we're at in the process. Unfortunately, I'm having issues with the audio file. I didn't have time to correct the problem or deal with it at all. So instead, the only good interview that has decent sound quality that I could just put up like this are actually two interviews with Javier Garcia. Now, I want to point out, this doesn't mean we're shifting focus to Javier. It's not what we're doing here, but there's a lot of things like this that are just, they're just things that are out there that I want you guys to have so you have all the information. They don't necessarily really fit exactly with something. And so I thought this would be a good place. We'll just play these and get them out there. That doesn't mean we're shifting focus to Javier. Doesn't mean Javier's a suspect. It's just more information that we have. Now, there's a couple issues here. So one, we have two different interviews. One occurred on the 25th of September, so about a week after the murders. That interview gets to about the 13-minute mark and then just cuts off. So you're going to hear it just abruptly stop before the first ad break. I didn't do that. That is the way it was in the police file. And you'll be as frustrated as I am because he's just starting to give a detailed breakdown of his day and his evening with Becky. And then, boom, it just cuts off. So just so you know, I didn't do that. That's the way it was in the police file. After that, you're going to hear another interview from about a week after that that was on October 5th, I believe. And in that interview, most of it is the police trying to convince him to do a polygraph. They talked to him about doing a polygraph in the first interview you're going to hear. And they're circling, they go to his work and they're circling back to try to get him to do a polygraph again. Now, I'm playing this because it's just information for you to have. And also, I want you to hear how the police work. So I don't want you to hear this and think, oh, well, why didn't Javier want to take a polygraph? I'll tell you up front, nobody took a polygraph. Well, that's not true. One person did, which we'll get to later. But none of the main suspects took polygraphs. They were all advised not to take polygraphs. So there's no shade here at Javier. But I want you to hear how he says that his dad, who's a DA investigator, someone who uses polygraphs all the time, told him not to take a polygraph and how hard the police are pushing for it. So I just want to make crystal clear, this isn't throwing shade at Javier. This is not a shift to Javier. I just had about 12 hours to get this stuff done. I grabbed a couple of audio interviews I didn't know where else would fit, so you guys would have something for this week. And so here it is. So after a quick break, you're going to hear that first 13-minute interview with Javier that cuts off. And then after that, you're going to hear a longer interview about a week later where the police went to his work. This is just all for informational purposes. And hopefully when I get back in this week's follow-up, we'll have some good news from West Memphis.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that he did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just say you're sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ford Ranger, a vehicle for all terrains and every passion. It's a workmate, a playmate, and to its drivers, a soulmate. So how do you improve the Ford Ranger? You go all in. The all-new Ford Ranger, the UK's best-selling pickup. Now available with rear bumper steps, tailgate workbench, and enlarged load box that can fit a Euro pallet. Go break it in. Search all new Ford Ranger. Ford Pro. Driving productivity. According to SMMT data, features may be optional extras with additional cost.
Okay, the date is Monday, September 25th, 2006. It's 1347. This is an interview with Javier Garcia in the CHU office. You got anything pressing to go to, or are we kind of free to
spend some time? Hand me.
Okay, well, I appreciate you coming down, Javier. Obviously, the purpose is, to find out some information about Becky. Obviously, you're not in a rush. You're not obligated to speak with me about anything. I'm free to do that in time. And I know we had a short conversation on Monday. But I was hoping to utilize this time to kind of get a little bit more in depth with you and Becky and your name that come up. But, let's see. Javier, is that your legal person?
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Rolando.
And Garcia is the legal last name?
Yes, sir.
And you're living where?
In Cathedral City.
And do you have a home call?
I do, but nobody really answers it. It's my mom's campaign, and we just use that as our house phone.
Okay.
But more than definitely, you could always contact me on my phone.
So you live here with your mom?
My mom and my sister.
Okay. What is the name of that restaurant? Can you say that? Consuelos?
Los Consuelos?
Los Consuelos. Which one do you work at?
The one in Palm Springs.
The bigger one or the smaller one?
It's bigger than the one I currently came to.
Wasn't there two on Paul County?
Yeah, there's a little one. I've never been in there. I think it's like a little mom and pop shop with the same name.
Way up north, right?
Yeah, way up at the beginning of the strip.
Is it owned by the same people?
I have no idea. My friend Nick was right above that.
The same Nick that was
the one that was up at the office? Because he has an apartment down there, because they own a shop or something down there, so they live there, and then they live up there in Penny.
How long have you been working there?
Not that long, about 3 months, maybe. Not even. Since August, 2.5. Something like that.
What do you do there?
You just help us more.
You work anywhere else?
No.
Where'd you graduate high school at?
Cathedral City. The high school out here.
Okay. Do you go to college or anything?
I go to COD right now, but that's not it.
What type of classes are you taking there?
I'm taking a math and a reading class just right now.
Is this your first semester?
Yeah.
So you're how old?
18.
When was your birthday again?
1988.
You have a girlfriend or anything?
No.
You don't have any ex-wives or kids or anything like that?
No.
What do you kind of do in the spare time?
Before it was always Becky and I were always just hanging out doing something or trying to find something to do, but now pretty much just hanging around with my cousin and a bunch of my friends trying to get through this,
I'm sure it's kind of tough, But the more information we can get from about Becky and Becky and John, the better. Do you have any medical problems?
No.
Disabilities? You take any medication or anything like that?
No.
You ever been arrested before?
No.
Have you ever been suspected of committing a crime? So tell me, in your own words, why we're here today.
I've been waiting for like a phone call to just come down and just talk to you guys, because I know I have a lot of information that you guys probably don't. I'm not really sure, but I just came down to help, and all the questions you guys have, I'm trying my best to just answer them.
Well, how do you feel about talking to me about that?
it's fine. I don't have a problem with it or anything.
If you had anything to do with this, you need to tell me now.
I have absolutely nothing to do with this at all.
Do you know for sure who did?
I have no idea who would have any reason to do this.
Do you have any idea?
No. Just besides that name, Robert Paper, ex-boyfriend, because I know he was supposed to go up there to go hiking. And then apparently he canceled on at the last second, and I can't verify whether he did or not. Well, he said he didn't, but I can't verify it now.
Is there anyone you can eliminate from this investigation?
I can eliminate my cousin, because I know he would never do anything like that. And your friends, Clay and Janelle, but I don't know who else you guys have been talking to or anything. And I know there was an ex-boyfriend that came up between Jacob and Drew, your sister, about some guy named Gray on the MySpace. It's like her ex-boyfriend, apparently, she was asking about him because he left a comment or something on her MySpace. He's like 30 years old. And he said the name and it rang a bell because I remember her talking about him. Like, he's a complete asshole and he just fly off the handle sometimes over nothing, so I don't know anything about him. I don't know his last name. I think he lives out in Palm Springs. He just called her the other day, too, about a week ago.
Tell me why you didn't do it.
Why I didn't do it? I could never do anything to that girl. She was too sweet, but I loved her too much. Like, you could never do that to anyone. I don't have that in my heart. I don't have that evil and that hate inside me. I could never do that.
You think you're capable of doing something like that?
No, never.
You ever seriously think about doing something like that?
Never.
You think it actually happened the way people are saying it happened?
Probably, yeah. I mean, that's from what I know. I don't know anything else.
Did you ever jokingly tell someone that you were involved?
Nope.
You know what a polygraph is?
Yes. It's the lie detector test and the hookup to your arm and everything.
Would you be willing to take a polygraph to verify your truthfulness? What do you think the results would be?
Everything I said would be true. I have no reason to lie at all.
Is there a reason why someone living up in that area would say that they saw you in that area on Sunday evening?
Not Sunday evening, no.
Well, tell me a little bit more about Becky.
Well, what is it that you like that you want to know in general?
Tell me about your relationship with her.
My relationship with her?
Yeah.
We're really, really good friends. We're like the best of friends.
Okay.
We just have like this really strong bond.
How long have you guys known each other?
3 years.
Okay. How long have you guys been this really tight?
In like the last 3 months. Okay, the last 3 months you started to get close. Our friendship over here in those last 3 months.
So explain the growth of this relationship.
Like before, we would talk to each other like once or twice a week. Before I moved out to Sacramento, she lived out in Santa Clarita, and we'd still talk to each other every once in a while when I was out here. And then when I was out there, I'd call her about once or twice a week. And I continued, and then when she came back out here, I had a party one night, and I called her to come, and she came right after work. And then after that, we just were always together after that.
So what's the common ground or the common bond between you and Becky?
Common bond? It was like nothing sexual or anything. Like, it was just, we were just friends. Like, we left it that way.
Uh-huh.
We never dated. We never did any of that.
What did you have in common?
Pretty much everything. She liked the same kind of music I did, like the same kind of clothes, food. Like, we do the same stupid things together, like the same personality. We're both out, like, outgoing and rambunctious, and just somebody would say they do something, and sometimes we do it if it was funny enough, or like we just really click together. Like, sometimes it was like one person. It was really weird.
Who's your best friend?
She was.
Okay.
But right now, I'd say my friend Corey.
Okay. And what's his last name?
Donald. His dad's out of cop. He's a cop out in Palm Springs.
Where does he live at?
In Cathedral City Cove.
You know his phone number?
I know his house number and his cell phone number.
Okay, give me both.
The cell phone is... And his house number... is...
So he's co-writing with Becky?
Yes, he is.
Now, who is Becky's best friend?
Her best friend was Claire.
Okay. And then...
Claire and Janelle.
How did you get along with Claire and Janelle?
We get along just fine. Like, we still hang out with each other. You know, like, Claire and I were just hanging out last night with my cousin at his house, just hanging out. And I hung out with her the other day, and Janelle, the same thing.
So how did you get Becky?
In high school. She was, when she was first starting to talk to Robert before they started dating. We hung out in the same area, and then one day we just ran into each other.
What high school did she go to?
She went to Palm Desert for her freshman and sophomore year, and then the Cat City for her junior year, and then she went out to Santa Clarita to the Hart High School for her senior year.
So, on Sunday, where were you at Sunday morning when you woke up?
Sunday morning when I woke up, I was in my bed with her right next to me.
Okay. At your house?
Yes.
So, on Saturday night, what was happening on Saturday night?
Saturday night, I think that was the night I took her to work, and then I picked her up at like 4:30 in the morning when she got off, and then just took her back to my house.
Okay.
And I just went to sleep.
So starting on Sunday at 4 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. Okay, when you picked her up at work,
mm-hmm.
Tell me everything that happened from there at 4 o'clock
mm-hmm.
all the way up until you talked to me on Monday afternoon.
I went to go pick her up, and then one of her friends that worked there, Tanisha's a server, and I guess they wanted to go to her house for a little while, to hang out, I guess, for a little while. So we drove over to her house, and we were there for about 20 minutes or so.
This is whose house?
This is Tanisha's house, where she was. I was still like 3/4 away from Tanisha, so I wasn't really paying attention to what was going on, but we were outside talking for a little while, and then we went back to my house. We went to sleep. When we woke up at noon, we got a phone call from my mom. She was from back to work. So I woke up, and then I would call her up to tell me I was going to work there. She said she was going to go to her friend's Taylor's house. And Janelle were both there, and they were waiting for Becky to go to her sleep. Becky went there.
Hey, Ollie.
Hello.
How you doing? You remember me, right? This is Tim Powers, I'm another detective I work with.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hey, I was telling your manager that you were in trouble or anything. I just came here to ask you something else. Because I haven't been able to get a hold of you.
I know. I tried calling your desk a couple times, and I know it'll go.
I got the one message that you left on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it was Friday night, and I got home for a day.
Yeah, so. I think I called around like 5 o'clock, so I figured okay. I knew you probably already went home.
Is your phone working?
No, it's not. It's still broken. I have to go to T-Mobile and get that fixed either today.
Did you get another phone?
No, but I tried doing that the first day, and they're like, "Oh, we ran out of loaner phones. You're out of luck. You have to spend $300 on a new phone to sign a new contract."
T-Mobile, baby.
Yeah. So I was just like, "I'm about to drop $300
right.
on a new
right.
phone
right.
And a new contract."
Anything new? I mean, anyone have anything else to say? Any
no.
fans or anyone talking different?
No, I ran into Robert Pate yesterday.
Yeah.
But
what's his story?
I don't know. I saw him for like 3 seconds, and talked to him for like 3 seconds because he was on his phone and he had to go meet his mom. I saw him at CLD on my way to class. I said, "Oh, hey, Robert, how are you? What's up, man? Can't talk. I gotta go meet my mom."
Okay.
All right.
But
other than that, I mean, I haven't heard anything. I haven't
have you
said anything to
have
me.
You found out or heard who this other person was supposed to go hiking with Robert was?
No. All he told me was that might have been like a Marine or something or something.
That's
the Robert guy? Yeah, because I asked him that on Monday. He's like, "Oh, yeah, she said something about some other guy was coming and I don't know anything about that. Like, she never told me or anything, so I don't know.
All right. This is what I'm trying to do, okay? Because we have all these people who basically could be suspects. Everyone's a suspect except me, okay? Because I know I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to exclude people so I can kind of have better direction, okay? And although you're a close friend of hers and you've been kind of helping us out, which I do appreciate it, you also told me you were up in the area.
I understand all that.
So what I'm trying to do is to exclude you, okay? And one of the quick ways of excluding you is having you take a polygraph test. You pass the polygraph, I exclude you and move on to your people.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to take a polygraph?
I'm willing to take one, but I mean, I talked to my dad about it, and he said that that there's no reason to take a polygraph because it's insufficient or something, and that you can never use it as evidence, and that
it's not admissible in court.
Yeah, he said it was something like that, and it was there's no reason whatsoever to take one. Because I was like, because I know that you wanted me to take one.
There's no reason not to worry about taking one, because if it's not admissible in court,
yeah,
nothing could, if you failed, no one could go to court and say, well, have you failed? So it almost seems just the opposite.
Yeah.
There's no bad repercussions or repercussions of taking one, because if you fail, it could happen. However, my peace of mind is, I'll know you're telling me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If I asked you, did you have anything to do with the death, and you said no, and if you pass and you were honest, then I could have peace of mind and say, well, Javi wasn't involved, and then I can keep going to some other people. That's sometimes.
Yeah, I know a lot, like, because I knew, yeah, if I take the polygraph, you know, I pass it, then you guys will be off my back. It'll be...
It's an investigating school for us.
Yeah, I know all that, because I know my dad did all that over the years, and my uncle and everything. Like, I know all the tricks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, my dad and my uncle are like, yeah, don't take the polygraph. Don't take it. There's no reason to take it. Just keep telling him no.
Okay. So, I know what your dad and all these other people are saying. What do you want to do?
I want to take it, but I mean, they're telling me not to. They're saying they're...
Will you take it?
Yeah, I would take it.
Okay. I mean...
But I want you to...
So if I made an appointment, we can go down and take it?
Yeah, I would take it.
Okay. I mean, should I talk to your dad and
talk to him? Yeah, so you might want to talk to him first about it, because I mean, I'm completely willing to. I mean,
whatever
you guys need me to do,
Let's take all these people out of the equation, because this is about Javi. You're 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're an adult, so you make your own decisions. If you had a son, okay, and your son was Javi, and now you're bigger, what would you want your son to do?
I don't want to take it, just so that way you guys would know that I didn't have anything at all to do with it.
Hi there.
That's you.
Oh, okay. So why did your dad not want you to take it?
No, that's what he was telling me, that it was insufficient and that.
Okay.
There was no,
well, this is what I need to know, because I had a polygraph scheduled for you last week, because we talked about it when I interviewed you at my office. So I scheduled it, and that's why I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, that's what I figured it was about.
And then I never got a hold of you, so we didn't show up for the appointment, and I got all pissed off because I was like, oh, he said he would take it.
Yeah.
But I could never tell him it was on this date, because I could not get a
schedule.
What time do you get off?
I get off at 4 today, and then I have a therapist appointment at 4:15.
Okay.
So that's about, like, maybe an hour, hour and a half. I'll be there.
I mean, can I make an appointment next week for us to go down and take it?
Yeah, but you might want to talk to my dad first. I'm completely willing to.
Okay. I mean,
I know
who your dad is. You know, I've talked to him before. I mean, we're not friends or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or enemies.
We're like acquaintance.
Yeah, I mean, we have a professional acquaintance relationship. I've seen him a couple times, he's seen me a couple times, we say hi, we shake hands, but we're not close or personal, because we've never had a working relationship over an extended period of time, because I work elsewhere in the department. And I don't know if he would change his mind just because I talked to him.
I don't know, because, I mean, it'd probably be better if you talked to him first. I mean, if I told him, oh, yeah, if he just came in and wanted me to take it,
okay.
And he'd be like, well, did you tell him no? I'm like, yeah, I told him no, but I mean, I made the appointment to go anyways, because I...
Okay, let me clear this up. It didn't sound like he told me no, he told me yes. He told me your dad didn't want you to take it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is you're not telling me no, you're telling me if you want to take it, then you will take it. Is that the case?
Yeah, because I want to clear my name. Like, I know I don't want to waste your guys' time by you investigating me.
I don't want you to tell your dad that you told me no, because then that's not the truth. You didn't tell me no, and I don't want your dad to be mad at me saying, well, my son told you no, so why are you...
I feel like you guys try to convince me or something. Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So, when I go back to my office, does he work today?
I think so. He should be today.
Do you know his work number or anything?
I don't know his desk
number. Okay, I'll call up over there and try to talk to him. And I'm just going to say, hey, Javi, say you take Papali and you don't want to. You know, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Who knows what he's going to say?
Yeah,
but I need to know what you're going to do. So I can make this appointment. And
I want to take it. I don't want you guys wasting your time looking for me and everything. You know?
How can I get a hold of you to tell you what time?
You could either call my cousin Jacob, like leave a message on the cell phone.
Well, I tried that, and to get a hold of you, Jacob heavily hasn't called me back saying, hey, he's here, he's there. That's why we went to your house to see if you're there, and then I came here. Basically, that's cool. No one's giving you a message, and you ain't answering the phone, so now I need to go out and find you to talk to you in person. So let's leave other people out of it. How can I? I mean, you have a home phone, right?
Yeah, but it's not our number. Like, it's my mom's campaign number.
So where does it go?
I don't know where the voicemail and everything is for that one.
So you don't have a phone at your house?
I have a phone there, but we don't check the messages on.
Okay.
But I have a phone there.
Does it have an answering machine?
Yeah, it does, but I don't know where the voicemail is going to, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if she has it. Like, wired to go straight to her campaign.
Could you ask her and say, hey, Mom, how do I check the messages on this machine?
Is it a machine or did it actually go
It's a telephone and it has, like, the answer machine built into it. Uh-huh. It's two different lines that we have in our house.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know you have a message because something blinks, the red light blinks. So all you need to do is do something to retrieve a message. I mean, as much as you use your cell phone, you should be a phone expert.
I mean, you guys could leave all the messages on my phone because I do check my voicemails. Like, every day I've been checking my voicemails periodically, like 2-3 times a day I'll check it.
The broken phone?
Yeah, my broken phone, because it'll still go to my voicemail.
Did you call from a different phone?
Yeah, I just called from a different phone, put in my password, and then like...
When's the last time you checked your messages today?
I haven't checked my messages since yesterday at about 4 o'clock.
Okay, I got a message for you too.
Are you done?
I'm going to do this then. I'm going to make an appointment, probably sometime next week. I will call you on your cell phone, leave you the date and time, and as soon as you get the message, you need to call my desk number and say, yes, I got your message, I still plan on doing this. Because what we need to do is, the place where we do it is at San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either drive down there, I can meet you there, you can follow me down there in my car, we can drive down there together, whichever you prefer. I prefer you drive your own car, so when we're done, you can
just leave that way. I get you home back or something. Yeah.
I have your own business.
Yeah, you can do your business, and we can go do our business. But it's down, you know where the restaurant's like, downtown San Bernardino? Like,
I think I know where it is, but that area.
But it's down there.
I think I've been there at least, like, once or twice with my dad before.
It's East Bay and.
Well, it's near Lauderdale.
Yeah, I think I know where it is, because I'm pretty sure I've been there before with my dad a couple times over the years.
That's the sheriff's department.
Yeah, I think I've been there before.
So anyways, what happens if your dad tells you no, you're not going to take it? Then what are you going to do?
I really want to take it. Like,
I know.
You know.
Okay, but I got to be a realist, okay? If your dad don't want you to take it, I don't want to be a no-show because you don't want to make an appointment and not show up and people be mad at you because they could have scheduled someone else for this appointment because, you know, things are important in life to people. So... Be straight, man. Are you going to take it if your dad tells you not to?
If he tells me not to, I probably won't.
Okay.
Then well, more than likely, like 98%, but I won't. But I mean, I really want to.
So
if he just told me, like, it's insufficient, you know, I know they're going to be, if you tell them no, they're going to keep trying to pressure you to keep doing it, and this and that, and there's no reason to take it. I'm like, yeah, but if I don't take it, you know, it might make me look more of a suspect, or they're just going to be wasting their time.
You're right.
Checking my background. Yeah, you guys could be checking.
Yeah. If you don't take it, I will be suspicious. So yeah. I don't want to take it. If you take it and you pass it, then I'll be very confident that you're not involved, and I'll be going going elsewhere. If I have to waste my time with you,
Yeah, so you just wasted a lot of time with me, and you could have done it with someone else.
And the person who did this to Becky and her family could be getting away because I'm screwing around with the wrong person, okay? But I have to do things in order so I can...
I'll take it. I mean, if you tell me not to, it would be... I'm just going to have to tell him straight up again, like what I just told you. Because I know it's going to make me look suspicious not taking it, and I don't want you guys wasting your time on it. You know, because I will take it. I will. If you said no, I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to take it anyways. Because I already know it's not going to do anything in court or anything. Yeah. And I'm not involved in any way, so I mean, I have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Give me the voicemail, like the appointment and everything. I'll call you
right
back. Tell you.
I'm gonna call you when I get back to my office. I'm gonna call your cell phone with the date and time, and then you can call me back when you get the message. I won't be back in my office until Monday. So you can call my office number, that 1640 number.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it any time up until Monday. When I come in Monday, I'll get the message. And then it'll probably be like Wednesday or Thursday.
Is anything happening on like Wednesday or Thursday?
I think you missed something.
That
I have class on Mondays and Wednesdays from 1:30 to 2:50, and then again from 5 to 2 to 6:30.
Monday and what?
Monday and Wednesday.
So Monday and Wednesday are bad days.
Well,
yeah.
What?
So like, I could do it after 6:35 after I get out of class.
What about in the morning?
In the morning, I could do that as long as I'm back, back before. Like 1:30. As long as I can make it to class, that's fine.
So any day before 1:30.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
If I don't work, you know, my
9 o'clock in the morning,
I'm
still
my general manager.
Yeah. Because then you can get back to.
But you don't want to make decisions there.
Yeah, I could be back by noon or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In my class, I could always walk in late. I mean, it's
not going to. What's your work schedule hours?
It's always from 9 to 4. Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Tuesday, Thursdays.
It's just Mondays and Wednesdays. I don't work till I have class.
So Monday and Wednesday prior to one, like at 9 o'clock, would be a good time for you, pretty much.
Yeah.
Monday or Wednesday.
I need to spend the time. I just don't want to miss class.
And class is
right.
It's Mondays and Wednesdays from 1:30 to 2:50, and then another one at 5:15 to 6:30.
So pretty much the whole afternoon.
Yeah, I have late afternoon class.
Okay, so 9 to 4 you work, and 1:30 to around 6 you're in class on Monday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And any of the other days, like Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, my uncle's my general manager, so I mean, you would understand the situation. If I can take the polygraph test.
Is that your uncle?
Yeah, he just must walk in on it.
Cool.
So I mean, if I'm, he'll be like, oh yeah, that's fine, I'll get some of your shipments.
We'll try to get some of the
morning. So the best time is in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go with the morning or the afternoon, except for Monday and Wednesday. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so the sooner we get this started, the sooner we can go on the site.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
If you hear anything more about this Marine guy or something?
Yeah, because the only person that ever mentioned him was Robert.
Okay.
You know, Becky never told me, oh yeah, this other guy's name. I know that it was supposed to be Robert and his friend Christian.
That's important.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't
what
know.
What do you mean Robert and Christian?
Robert and his friend Christian were supposed to get there to go hiking with her. But I don't know if he told Chris, because I don't have Christian's number like that.
Well, that's what I asked him right here. Who else besides Robert was going, and you didn't say Christian, you said military guy.
Yeah, Christian, but I don't know, because Robert said the military guy.
Okay.
I don't know.
So how do you know Christian?
I know Christian, I've known him.
How do you know Christian was supposed to go hiking?
Because I know that Becky told me that Robert and Christian wanted to go hiking.
Told me that before with Christian. You keep telling me Robert.
No, I've mentioned Christian before like 2 or 3 times, but I mean, I never
did. Even today when I asked you, who else besides Robert, you didn't say Christian, you said the Marines. So So you're telling me Becky told you Robert and Christian was?
Yeah, she said that Robert and Christian wanted to go up there to go hiking.
Okay.
Christian Smith, but I know he lives in Cat City, I don't know his phone number or anything. I'm sure he got it from the school, but I mean.
Okay.
I don't know. You can get it from Cat City.
I know who it is. Okay, Javi. Thank you.
Can I take it easy for you guys? Well, I mean, like,
that's good.
There right now?
No.
No. That's
good,
no. Man. Good.
Appreciate
it. Good meeting, man.
You too.
We'll be giving you a call, all right? All right.
Justice is an NBI Studios production and is distributed by Wondery. Edited by Kelly Barron's Brink and sound engineered by Shane Yoder. All music for the show was created, composed, and scored by PutThemInASong.com, who also mixed and mastered this episode. All of our fonts across all of our logos and banners were created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design, and you can find more of Tate's work on Etsy. Thank you to Katie Ross of CreatedInTandem.com for designing, creating, managing, and maintaining our website. TruthAndJusticePod.com, where you can view all photos and documents discussed in every episode. And a big thank you to our transcription team, Pamela Westby, Kathy McElhaney, Kay Woodyomnik, Ginger Fiola, Erica Cantor, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Ford, Courtney Wimberly, and Melissa Cardenas. And as always, thank you to all of you for all of your engagement and support. If you like the show and you'd like to support us, you can do so in several ways. To financially support the show, the best thing you can do is just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You'll not only be supporting the show, but you'll get something in return. On Patreon, you can pledge as little as $3 a month, and we have reward levels. For just $5 a month, you get access to ad-free versions of all of our episodes and behind-the-scenes bonus video content every week. Then other reward levels include t-shirts, hats, and even the opportunity to co-host one of our Friday follow-up episodes. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You can also do us a huge favor by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And lastly, you can always support us by supporting the brands that sponsor this program. If you have a new case you'd like us to consider for future seasons, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. And the most important thing that you can do is to engage in our investigations. You can keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the Truth and Justice Podcast fans page on Facebook. And for all you tweeters out there, you can connect with us on Twitter @TruthJusticePod. And I can be found personally on all forms of social media @BobRuffTruth. And don't forget that we always have our 24/7 voicemail line open for questions, comments, or tips on our cases. That phone number is 269-224-2833. However you do it, stay engaged, stay in touch. But as for now, I'm signing off. I'm Bob Ruff, and this has been Truth and Justice.